relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
An hour with Steve Bannon. Have you seen it exclusively on YouTube? An hour with Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tunsing. And now our regular discussion with none other than Lord Conrad Black, the author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, regularly writing at one of our favorite websites, American Greatness, amgreatness.com, and his latest piece, The Impresario President Will Get an Encore. For those of you who aren't into opera, that means he will get a second term. Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian.
You are amongst your many, many, your legion accomplishments. One of them is a historian of matters presidential. We only get two debates if the president actually goes to this biased event in 2 days' time. We are 14 days out from the election. Let me ask you the big picture question as somebody who studied this. How much do presidential debates actually matter in the modern age?
Well, I think it depends. In some elections, they've been terribly important. They were obviously extremely important in the first year of presidential debates between Mr. Nixon and Senator, as he then was, Kennedy. And I think they didn't have any until, I guess, 1976. And I think the debate between Ford and Carter, I think that was very important, in a very close election. I think Reagan's debates were, I think he scored very well in 1980, and it was important. He was strong enough with Mondale, but he was going to win anyway, so it wasn't important then. And it varies. I don't think it made much difference in Bush's election against Dukakis, or even too much in his debates with Clinton. I don't think the Clinton-Dole debates changed things at all, nor Bush-Gore, Bush and Kerry. I guess they really, the ones that have been important were Nixon, Kennedy, Reagan, Carter. Ford, Carter, Reagan, Carter, and I think this one will be.
And in this piece, you describe the president's performance in the last debate with Joe Biden as belligerent, as disastrous. What is the tone that he should hit on Thursday night if this debate actually goes through?
Well, look, I think he had a won debate if he just hadn't interrupted Wallace. I think it was all right to interrupt Biden a bit, and Biden interrupted him sometimes, but when Wallace was chasing Biden down, he was actually trying to force an answer to Biden. At that point, Trump shouldn't have been intervening. He should have, at that point, Wallace was actually doing his job, and demanding that Biden answer a question. And, you know, that I used that famous line of Napoleon's, you know, don't interrupt your enemy if he's in the act of making a mistake. I mean, Biden couldn't have answered Wallace's question. And if Trump had left him alone, you know, even though I think Wallace, who knows, but I suspect he's a Democratic voter. But at this point, he was conscientiously trying to, you know, get an answer out of Biden, and Trump shouldn't have stopped him from doing it.
And so let him speak. Just let Biden speak on Thursday night.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think Trump can be as forceful as he wants in the time allotted to him, which is equal time. No matter how one sided the questions are, and I don't hold out any hope for a reasonable performance from the group that organizes these things, but that's not the point. They have to give the president equal time. He can be as forceful as he wants, and basically the more forceful the better, as long as it's substantive and not just name calling. And don't interrupt. And if he doesn't interrupt, he'll have a perfect right to demand that he not be interrupted. And he'll win that debate. You see, I thought in the first debate he won easily, and he would have been seen to win easily if he hadn't. If he hadn't intruded on Wallace asking Biden questions.
Now, you've mentioned the Commission on Presidential Debates, and I would like your reaction to the recent events. So the individual who's meant to host the second debate that didn't occur was fired by C-SPAN when he lied about his tweets concerning the president. The person who is hosting the third and last debate has deleted her Twitter account completely after Steve Scully was suspended. And the commission has banned foreign policy as a topic of that debate and has said there will be a mute button. The host, Ms. Welker, will be able to mute the microphone of the president of the United States. Your response? As a presidential historian, amongst many other things.
Well, look, I think this debate is an opportunity for Trump, so he should go ahead with it. I cannot believe that even this commission, and you graciously left out the fact that it's a woman, I think,
who's supposed to
be moderating. That her family are sizable contributors to the Democrats.
Correct.
Now look, it's a free country, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it does incite the inference that she's not totally impartial. My father and I didn't always vote the same way. It may be the same in her family, but it's not the best appearance. But I think even this commission will stop short of muting the president while leaving the challenger alone. I think the mute button, as I understand it, is there only to protect the 2 minutes that each speaker has. So it's to mute people who are interrupting, not people in the midst of their rightful time to speak. I don't doubt that commission would like to have the debate, 45 minutes for Mr. Biden and 45 minutes muted for Mr. Trump, but they're not going to do that.
Right. That is clearly the preference, I believe. The book is A President Like No Other, updated for the election year, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, authored by Lord Conrad Black. Follow him at Conrad M. Black on Twitter right now. Your article spends a fair deal of time on polls, which I have been convinced recently are not opinion polls. They are suppression polls. Talk to us about the only poll that seems to be successful in predicting the last election, 2016, and that's the Trafalgar poll, Lord Black.
Yeah, well, they did. I forget the guy's name. He runs it. He appears on television from time to time. But I noted, I happened to see him last night on one of the Fox News night anchors of programs, and he is predicting Trump will win, but with 280 something electoral votes. Now that's even closer than last time, and that's I think about 20 fewer electoral votes than last time. Who am I to second guess these people? I would have thought he'd do rather better than that, but
But despite the fact, Conrad, that we've already had, shockingly, not only 80 million ballots mailed out unbidden, but already 29 million Americans have already voted Lord Black and Weir 2 weeks before the election.
Yeah, I am hopeful. Now, this may reveal me in my true clothing as just a helpless, naive optimist, which is not how I or anyone that knows me would normally regard me. But I am hoping that since it has been, you know, reasonably closely monitored and we are well before Election Day, that those 29 million votes are for real, that they have been received by the people for whom they were intended and they've been cast as those people wish. But I mean, I think we would have fireworks and shrieks of foul play if there'd been skullduggery in those 29 million. But the part that frightens me is this business of these votes that come in after election.
Yes.
I think we're going to get controversies about smeared postmarks or no postmarks. I mean, what really shocked me was Norm Coleman's loss to Al Franken in Minnesota some years ago when it came in about 2 weeks after. And all those districts that Michael Bloomberg made a big contribution in California
yes.
midterms 2 years ago, where the Republicans lost 10 congressmen. Yeah. In the week after the election, after they apparently had won those.
Skullduggery is the polite word. He's Lord Conrad Black at Conrad M. Black on Twitter. The article we're discussing, we're going to post it. It's at American Greatness. The impresario president will get an encore. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, and wherever you get your podcasts. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
There is no legitimate reason for allowing public schools with 75 or fewer students to provide in-person instruction while denying the same opportunity to small private schools, including religious ones. Governor Brown's refusal to extend the same treatment to Hermiston Christian School as she does to small public schools violates the U.S. Constitution and discriminates against parents who choose to provide a religious education for their children.
It's not the Middle East. It's not Africa. It's America and it's religious persecution. Please support. That was, of course, our friend Tyson Langhofer of the Alliance Defending Freedom, the not-for-profit that stands up for the religious rights, the freedom of conscience, the First Amendment rights of all Americans, but they do it for free. They get 5,000 requests a year, and they take these courses. They take these cases all the way to the Supreme Court because of you. Please make an investment in all of our liberties for $100 or whatever your best gift might be at my website. It's sebgorka.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner and help this amazing team today. You can call them on 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888 or just go to sebgorka.com and click on the ADF banner. Thank you for your support of all of our liberties. We are back with our regular guest, who just reminded me he will be with me on the day of the election. Yes, indeed, 14 days from today. He's Lord Conrad Black, historian, columnist, financier, justice reform advocate, and of course, author of a fabulous book you must get. It is A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Lord Black, we have this burgeoning scandal that seems to be no longer Hunter Biden's scandal, but it seems to be his father's. Your comment on the fact that if all of these emails prove to be true about Ukraine, Russia, China, and the FBI had this documentation for 11 months, if it had been known to the world and to the president, that exculpatory information would have meant that the impeachment of the president would have been a non-starter from the get-go.
Look, the impeachment was nonsense, of course, because he wasn't accused of a crime. And I subscribe to the theory advanced by Alan Dershowitz and Pat Cipollone and others that, well, there is room for varied interpretation of a constitution. In my opinion, it clearly means that to remove someone from the office of president, they have to have committed a very grave and in fact, a criminal offense.
Yes.
And what was alleged was not a crime. And in any case, they adduced absolutely no probative evidence to support the theory that the president had even done what he was accused of doing, which in any case was not impeachable. So the whole thing was just rubbish from A to Z. But I think it certainly would have made it clear that the president was making a legitimate inquiry about whether there was, and he was doing it as the chief law enforcement official of the United States government, whether there was evidence of criminal wrongdoing by a former vice president in Ukraine. And he had every right to ask that. He never said to Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, look here, I want you to sandbag Biden for me. He said, can you tell me what happened?
Yep.
Meaning, if nothing happened, if he did nothing wrong, I want to know that. That's fine. That's what I want to know. Did he or did he not? And so the whole thing was rubbish. But I think the real burden of this to me is that I from what I've seen, there is not conclusive evidence or even the indication of conclusive evidence that a crime was committed. There is some considerable evidence that what was contemplated was an improper payment, but no evidence that I've seen that such a payment was actually made to the then vice president. But the fact is, beyond question, in my opinion, Biden lied to the public in a very important matter involving his integrity and his presentability and credibility as an aspirant to the highest office in the country. I mean, he said he'd never discussed this with his son. He said he knew nothing about it. And that clearly is rubbish. I mean, they're not saying, they haven't breathed a word to the effect that these emails weren't sent, that they don't exist, or that they were forgeries. They haven't said that.
No.
Therefore, they were sent, and therefore, he knew plenty about it. Now, whether he took improper payments, we don't know that. But give him the benefit of the doubt. But he did lie to the country on an important issue.
On the contrary, Biden's lawyers want the laptop returned, which means it is Hunter Biden's laptop, a laptop that the president this morning called the laptop from hell. How remarkable is it that less than 3 weeks before the election, Lord Black, the Biden campaign on Saturday called a quote-unquote lid on the campaign for 5 days, that their candidate for the highest office in the land is going to make no appearances in the 5 days before the last presidential debate. Surely unprecedented.
One, unprecedented. Two, incites great suspicion about what's going on. And three, just in passing, if a man who spent 47 years as a United States senator and vice president for two terms in the United States needs 5 full days to prepare for a 90-minute debate, it confirms that he is in getting well into senescence. I mean, starting from scratch, a 16-year-old high school student could brush up a debate like that in less than 5 days.
In your article, you mention the vaunted treated as a nemesis by some, the constituency of suburban women. Is this truly the Achilles heel of the 45th president of the United States when it comes to re-election?
I'm not qualified to say, but I mean, all indications are that that type of woman finds him a bit too masculine and inaccessible. it appears to be a bit of a problem there. And now he's picking it up, I think, in other parts of the electorate. But may I just say this comment about the Biden, Ukraine and China thing? Pardon me. To me, the bigger scandal here, in a way. I mean, it's a tawdry and disturbing business with the Bidens, but not unprecedented. You get that kind of thing. I mean, for God's sakes, every country in the world is influence peddling, whether it actually happened in this case or was merely contemplated. But for the censorship by Twitter and Facebook is scandalous. And the and then the further interventions, suspending the White House press secretary's line, cutting even, I believe, the president's access to Twitter at one point. I mean, this is just completely outrageous.
Yeah. And happened to me the day after the story broke. I retweeted it, and the second I tweeted the story, my account was blocked. These things are happening, and they are un-American. In the meantime, the president, he's not hiding for 5 days. He will be in Erie, Pennsylvania tonight for another rally. Truly remarkable. Find out more about who this man really is in the book, A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, by our regular guest who will be with me on Election Day, Lord Conrad Black. He's on Twitter. He hasn't been banned yet. Conrad M. Black. God bless you, Conrad. Thank you. This is America First. We will be back with your calls. And then Congressman Lee Zeldin here on America First. The number 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
We exist to boggle Brian Stelter's mind. That's what we do every single day. For those of you who've been asking, texting, on the comment line on YouTube, she's doing just fine. Princess Leia, our new doggy. Yes, she doesn't like being in her cage at night. She slept under our bed. She did find, however, my wife's shoes this morning. But she didn't teeth, she didn't chew them, it's okay. But I should get her one of those pet beds. Ah, I know where to get a pet bed. My Pillow, Mike Lindell, makes the best pet bed out there. The best pillows for humans, too. You don't have to be furry. You don't have to be a little Belgian Tervuren puppy. You can be a bipedal human as well. Go to MyPillow.com for up to 50% off all of his incredible products, including the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. Guaranteed for 10 years, 51 million sold. The president uses them, so do I. The pet beds, the Giza Dream sheets of finest Egyptian cotton, the travel pillows, the body pillows, the towels, you name it. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Let's go to your calls. Dante, Columbus, Ohio, line one.
Hey, Sebastian, thanks for taking my call. First, real quick, I was a little bit suspect about taking the relief factor, but it works amazingly. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Dante. I love it when we get these, whether it's John Solomon, Victoria Tansingel, Dante from Columbus, Ohio. God bless. Thank you, Dante.
Yeah, so we're talking about Trump, or you were talking about Trump, and should he be going forward with this the debate, but I can't see why he doesn't use just a different tactic in taking the six topics that they want to discuss and just take 10 minutes of his 45 seconds to address quickly and just throw those things aside and go ahead and attack, you know, his own six topics that that he wants to bring up. And of course, of late, the Biden debacle with the computer. So I don't understand why they're not going for that type of strategy to just, you know, deflect those ridiculous topics that they're discussing and go ahead and go forward with what their top Trump's top.
Dante, do you have a background in television?
No, I do not, but I'd like to get one. If you need some help at your show, I'd love to come on
because,
out and help
because
you.
I had to learn what you just told me the hard way. I was doing those early morning hits at 6 a.m., 5:30 for Fox, and then I realized I've got 180 seconds. I've got 3 minutes, and they want to ask me about how to solve Afghanistan or defeat ISIS. Answer the question you want to answer. Don't fall into the trap of the mainstream liberal media who hate you. The president knows it, but it is good advice, and I expect him to follow that advice. Thank you, Dante, and thank you for your kind words on Relief Factor. Yes, it is real, and it works. Let's go to JR in Columbus, Ohio as well. Welcome back, JR.
Thank you, Dr. G. What a pleasure to listen to both you and Lord Conrad Black. And so here's my my question, and I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. I heard it from a friend today. I think they're trying to goat Trump into backing out of this debate. And I think it's a humongous mistake if it works, because I think Trump will make mincemeat out of anyone, even with this setup.
How did you think he did the last time? Do you think he did well?
You know what? I won't use the word disappointed. I was just like, I thought he was going to crush him. And Trump interrupted him during moments where he could have just let Biden talk. And he was pushing him right to moments where Biden was going to start stuttering or doing something stupid. And Trump would get him back on track. That's my thought.
No, I think you're right. I think this time he goes in there, he answers the questions that he wants to answer, and then they just let Biden hang himself on the rope that he provides himself. Media Matters, it's called an analogy. It's a rhetorical device, but you'll type it up anyway. You can also type up the incredible interview that we did, an hour long, no commercials, with Steve Bannon. Record-breaking. Just the first hour we did it, 100,000 views. Check it out on our YouTube channel. And whilst you're looking for something good to watch, check out Dinesh D'Souza's new movie. It's called Trump Card, The Threat of Socialism in the United States. Who's behind it, why it's evil, and what it's going to take to defeat it and make sure the president is elected. It's called Trump Card, and you can watch it through us at salemnow.com. That's the latest. You know, Dinesh, all of Dinesh's movies are amazing. This is his latest one, Trump Card, at salemnow.com. Back with your calls and Congressman Lee Zeldin here on America First.
Of America First are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
This is the laptop from hell. They say right in the laptop that, you know, the big man has to get 10%, and then in another case they say 50%. Even if he didn't get all of this money, and everybody's known this in Washington for a long time, this isn't surprising, nobody's surprised by this, but even if he didn't, you can't go to China and have the son walk out with $1.5 billion to manage. You can't go to Ukraine and have him get $183,000 a month with a $3 million upfront payment. You can't get $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife, and you have no experience. You didn't have a job until your father became vice president.
That was the president on Fox News talking about the laptop from hell, and we will analyze it with somebody who is a veteran, a military intelligence professional, and a true patriot representing New York's first congressional district, Congressman Lee Zeldin. Welcome back to America First.
Always good to be with you, Seth. Thank you.
Let's play a little mind game, a little hypothesizing. You're a military professional, and you've done war games. What could be the possible reason for an individual? I mean, you're campaigning right now in New York. Why would a person who wants to be president on a Saturday close his campaign down for 5 days, the 5 days before he debates President Trump? What possible reasons could there be for Biden not campaigning?
One reason that comes to mind is you probably don't want to answer any question whatsoever about that lead-in. It is clear that if they were able to refute substantively the facts, the accusations, that the fact checkers would be tripping over each other to get the scoop. They would be speaking to this friendly reporter and that friendly fact checker, and there would be one story after another to blow holes into what they are trying to spin as some Russia disinformation campaign. They'd be proving their case. So I think that because none of that is happening, and instead their response is, we'll see you in 5 days, that's probably the biggest reason. I mean, it's devastating. On top of that, obviously, is also, he is the most gaffe-prone presidential candidate in the history of U.S. politics. And you're trying something new as you get closer to the end of the campaign, where you're putting your very gaffe-prone candidate all over the country, and that's when mistakes might be more likely to get made. So I think that that's a twofer, and if you add one more, it would be that they are probably trying to get him past Thursday's debate as best as they possibly can. So they probably will be doing a lot of debate prep sessions, because I mean, you can't just show up Thursday night and wing your answer to these emails.
And as the ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, a person who has done military intelligence, wearing the cloth of the Republic, your response to those who are former Obama administration officials and others in the media saying, this laptop, that looks like Russian disinformation, Congressman?
The Director of National Intelligence says that it's not, that there is nothing to back that up. He's already made a public statement. You could tell me that you have some anonymous source that you don't want to tell me about, that they told you something, and you write your story, whether you're the Washington Post or the New York Times or one of these other outlets. I then see the Director of National Intelligence make the statement publicly with his face, name out there, saying that. And he's speaking for the entire United States intelligence community. But by the way, if he was just making that up, you know how easy it would be to completely destroy the credibility of that statement? Somewhere in the intelligence community, you'd bet you that there would be someone who'd be willing to speak out saying that that's not true. We have facts, we have evidence to back up that this is a Russia disinformation campaign. So John Ratcliffe is saying that because it's accurate.
That's an incredibly good point. That's why we have you on the show. There would be an Eric Chiarmella somewhere. There'd be a Colonel, don't call me Mr. Sasha Vindman, who'd say, well, I'm going to leak this. But they can't, because there isn't evidence of it. Last couple of minutes we have with you. Follow this man, Rep. Lee Zeldin, zeldin.house.gov. Let me just read one sentence from the Wall Street Journal today. The Justice Department will file an antitrust lawsuit alleging that Google engaged in anti-competitive conduct to preserve monopolies. Breaking news. Your response to that and what Twitter has been doing with the Hunter Biden laptop story, Congressman?
Disgraceful what Twitter's been doing, what Facebook has been doing. It's not just them. We've seen Google do it as well, with certain words you could put into a search engine, but only giving you very lopsided results back. That played out with the Devin Nunes memo versus Adam Schiff memo searches on Google.
I think it's good that the Department of Justice is getting involved. I believe that once we get past the November 3rd election, we'll see who the American people choose to put gavels into the hands of. Do they put it in the hands of a Nancy Pelosi again, and a Schiff, and a Nadler, and a Waters, or do the American people choose to go in a different direction? Because as it relates to this issue, there's a need for oversight and legislating. It's important to get more facts out. There should absolutely be hearings to bring these individuals in to answer tough questions, but we're also going to have to change the law because they are right now trying their absolute best to deliver a massive in-kind contribution to the Joe Biden campaign and the DNC to put their thumb on the scales.
Billions of dollars worth of contributions in kind. Congressman Zeldin, this is trench warfare in the last 14 days. Would you, in the last 30 seconds we have, what is your message to the people of New York's 1st District and to all Americans?
Get out and vote. You know, in-person early voting starts in New York on Saturday, October 24th, this upcoming Saturday. It's in-person. You can go online, find out where your polling location is, the time, the day, and you're voting on the same machines as you will on Election Day. The rules are a little bit different from one state to the next amongst your audience. Let's figure out how to make sure that not only our vote is counted, but every person we know, friends, family, neighbors. If it's 8 p.m. on election night and the polls don't close to 9 and you have a friend who hasn't voted yet, drag them out of their house in their pajama pants, get them out. Everything's at stake.
Support this man right now. Go to ZeldinForCongress.com. That's ZeldinForCongress.com. Godspeed to you. Follow him on Twitter at Rep. Lee Zeldin. This is America First. I think we need to take some calls. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You heard her, Victoria Tansing. Zero rehearsal, live on this show. She said in the first hour, I love my SEB pills. What are SEB pills? It's Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free, and it attacks the source of your pain. If you're in pain and have not found relief any other way, then this is the product you must try. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the three-week quick starter pack, or call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Tens of thousands of Americans have found relief from their daily pain. You should too. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Get the Attorney General to act. He's got to act, and he's got to act fast. He's got to appoint somebody. This is major corruption, and this has to be known about before the election.
Massive corruption. Come on, Attorney General Barr, do your job. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Have you heard that Bishop Aubrey Shines has a new book? He's the founder of the Conservative Clergy of Color. 8 Questions About Race arms you with rebuttals to the lies of Black Lives Matter. Are all white people racist? Is the justice system unfair to black people? Find the truth. Get your rhetorical ammunition at 8questionsaboutrace.com. While you're there, get copies for your friends. It's 8questionsaboutrace.com. 8questionsaboutrace.com. Portions of America First are brought to you by 8 Questions About Race. Let's go to your calls. Don't go anywhere, guys. If you've been holding for a long time, we'll get to your calls at the top of the next hour. Can't believe we're at the third hour already. But Judy from Brooklyn has called. Line one.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm very frustrated.
Why? What have I done? Is it my fault?
Absolutely not. It's Donald Trump's fault. Don't you get it? It's always President Trump's fault. Hello.
Did you say?
Yeah, what you know how it goes. They blame everything on him.
Oh, I know. I know.
Dr. Gorka. Yeah.
What's going on? Tell me.
A few things. Dante. He sits there and he thinks that for 1 minute with mute buttons, they're going to let him deviate even a drop from anything that she's going to ask this witch. And this witch, she's not.
But hang on. If they did that, If he started talking about what he wanted and then she muted her, that would be...
He'll mute him. She will mute. She's a witch. She's going to do that. She's going to interrupt him. She's going to say, that's not what I asked. That's not what I did. I know. And you know what? From the past experience of moderators, and they're all these lefties, they're not going to ask questions. They're going to have this misleading factual statements, yes, like a question. Give me a break, okay? Yep.
You know it. So what does he do? So what does he do, Judy? So what does he do? What's the answer?
Okay, so listen, I'll tell you what the answer is. You ready for this? I feel like offering a, $250,000 for a whistleblower to come forth from the press or the mainstream or media matters. Hello?
Can you hear it? I can hear it right now. This is Judy. This is Judy. Look, listen. Shh. She's rustling through the cool $250,000 right in front of her, and she's offering up a reward. Is that what you're saying, Judy?
Yes, I want a whistleblower for $250,000. Come forth and prove to us how you people work in there with your fake news and your fake creative stuff against President Trump and everything, with the laptop, with everything. Chris Ferre, where are you?
The challenge has been made. The gauntlet has been dropped all the way from Brooklyn. Yeah, I want to know too. Where are the real whistleblowers? Not the fake ones like Eric Chiaramella. Like Colonel, don't call me Mr., born in the Ukraine, Sasha Windman. We want real patriots to tell the truth. Thank you, Judy. Back with your calls and special guests here on America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.